This time of year, there is often a lot of pressure and weight on us mamas to do and be everything for everyone. We've got presents to buy and decorations to be hung, parties to host, treats to bake, and the list goes on. And if we're not careful, we'll get so caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the quote-unquote most wonderful time of the year that we'll forget to ever stop and actually wonder at the magnificence of the reason why we celebrate in the first place, which is that little baby that was laid in a manger all those years ago. So today I'm sharing with you the one thing that has helped me the most when it comes to keeping the peace and joy in this time of year. So grab your coffee or your tea and let's dive in to another episode of the Joy-Filled Podcast. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. The stuff, decorations, parties, activities, they're not inherently wrong or bad. And in fact, they're quite wonderful. And for most of us, a really sweet way to make the Christmas season special and memorable for our little ones, right? You know, it's such a joy to decorate Christmas cookies. And we love watching our children hang ornaments on the tree and get excited about giving and receiving gifts. You know, my kids have been, we've gotten a handful of magazines and things in the mail, and they love going through and circling things that they want or circling things that they like. And that's fun. It's all fun. All of it has a place, but we must be careful to never allow the stuff to mean more than the Savior. And this is true all the time, but especially in this Christmas season. If we want to truly find joy in the Christmas season and not be weighed down by the pressure, the family expectations, the events and the parties and the gatherings and all the things, all the activities that we want to do, if we want to truly keep the joy and keep the peace and be able to have pockets of rest and be able to actually sit back and enjoy these memories that we're working so hard to create. You know, as moms, a lot of times we are working so hard to create memories and make it memorable for our children and make it special and magical and beautiful. And that's all great. But if we want to find joy for ourselves, and if we want to truly experience that joy that we're working so hard to give our children, Jesus must remain the focal point of our Christmas activities, schedules, and traditions. When we keep Jesus at the center of everything that we do, it allows us to filter the things that we're filling our calendars with through the lens of this question. Does this point us back to the story of Jesus? And if not, does it really need to have a place in our Christmas traditions, or can we remove it to make space for something that does? You know, asking myself this question has been really pivotal for me in protecting my peace and keeping my joy in this Christmas season, because I am somewhat of a people pleaser by nature. I tend to go with the flow and kind of just go along with what people want me to do. And often that makes me end up feeling stressed out and feeling overwhelmed and feeling like there's so much to do and I can't keep up and I have a list a mile long of things to do. And how am I going to get all this done and still, you know, make it magical for my kids and still do all the things that I feel they need to do in order for it to be Christmas? You know, that we all have our things that like, it's not Christmas until we do this. It's not Christmas unless we do this. And it looks different for everyone. And I know that we all have those things, but this question, asking myself this question and filtering everything through this question of does it point us back to the story of Jesus has really helped us say yes to the things that are important and say no to the rest, especially as a young family. You know, every year for the past 5 years, our oldest is five, so for the past 5 years now, every year we've been kind of fine-tuning and, okay, what place does this have? What place does this have? You know, when our oldest was to the age where he started knowing what Santa was and hearing about Santa, we had to stop and go, okay, how are we going to approach Santa? And what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to do this? Like, what did you do? You know, my husband and I are talking, what did you do as a kid? What did I do as a kid? What do we want to do for our kids? And this was the question in the back of my mind that we kept coming back to is, well, does it point us back to the story of Jesus? And does it point our children to the story of Jesus? Because with Christmas, it's very easy to, you know, to let all of the cultural things take precedent over the true meaning of the season. It's very easy to let, you know, the presents and the gifts and the Santa and the fun and the movies and all the little things, the Christmas cookies and the gingerbread houses and all of those things be more important than Jesus and the story of Jesus. And so it's not that those things are bad. It's just that we have to be filtering through this question and, you know, make the Christmas cookies, do the gingerbread houses, but tell the story of Jesus while you're doing it. Tie it back to the story of Jesus and tie it back to the Christmas story. You know, is there a way for you to tie Santa back to the story of Jesus? Do that. Like, I'm not here to say Santa's bad. Don't celebrate Christmas with Santa. Like, you're bad if you do that. I'm not here to say that at all. I'm here to say this is the question that we should be asking. Does this point us back to the story of Jesus? And, you know, it's not always easy to make changes if we need to make changes. And sometimes when we filter through this question, it means doing things differently than most. But in my experience, it's always worth it, because when we keep Jesus the main character, we keep Jesus the main thing, it allows us to focus on what's most important. Keeping Jesus the focal point of Christmas has allowed us, for our family and for our family unit, as we are, you know, we're a young family, like I mentioned, our oldest is five. So we're still very, you know, we're still in the thick of trying to figure out our traditions, and we've still got things that we're fine tuning, but it's allowed us to say yes to the important stuff and say no to all the rest. And our Christmas season is not overwhelming. It's not chaotic. It's not stressful for me. And that's because we've intentionally designed it that way. That does not happen by default or by accident or by just haphazardly kind of going with the flow and doing whatever, you know, whatever we get invited to or whatever we're doing. Like, we are intentional. I am intentional about our schedule and what we're allowing, what we're doing. And even for myself, my mindset going into these activities, like, am I doing this? What is the purpose behind doing this with my kids? Am I doing it because I want to look a certain way, because I need to be the mom that does the things and I need to do all the things? Or is it because I truly want to teach my kids something or make a memory with them or make a tradition with them? And so keeping that, you know, keeping Jesus the focal point, it's allowed us to intentionally design our Christmas season for our family to be simple and slow and meaningful and with Jesus at the center. So, for example, you know, I mentioned Santa earlier, and I'll just tell you, we don't do Elf on the Shelf or Santa. And it's not because we think that they're bad or because we don't quote unquote believe in them. It's not that at all. Like I don't really care. And I think that there's ways to do them that are fun and honorable and all of those things. But it's simply because for us, they take the focus away from the main thing, which is Jesus, and they add more unnecessary stress on me because I would be the one having to move the elf every day or having to, you know, keep up with the Santa story. Like, it's just, to me, it's just not really worth it. And so Santa's a character in movies, just like any other show or movie that they watch. It's just a character, an imaginary character. And they know that the people that love them work hard to be able to get them presents. And we work hard so we can buy presents for the people that we love. And they understand that. And they understand. And so it's a beautiful way for us to, like, we don't want Santa to get all the credit. We want the people in their lives that love them, their grandparents and their aunts and uncles, like the people that are working hard to be able to generously give them gifts when they don't have to. So for us, it's more of, you know, keeping Jesus the center, number one. Number two, not adding unnecessary stress onto me, trying to keep up with this Santa story or this elf that we need to move every day. And number three, another opportunity to teach them generosity and to teach them, you know, how to work hard and how it's fun to give. You know, last year we started a new tradition where we take them to the dollar store, but it's either the dollar store or the thrift store. And they each get to pick out a little gift for everyone in our family. And it was so fun for them getting to pick out gifts that they thought their uncles or their grandparent or whoever, their cousin, would love. And it was so sweet seeing what they picked out. And so it's just another, for us, practice of generosity and teaching them to be generous and teaching them what it means to give and how to be a joyful giver. Because that's a value that's really important in our family, is to give generously and to give joyfully. And so my point being, you get to design your family's Christmas season to look and feel however you wish. And if your Christmas season is overwhelming and exhausting for you, if you're already feeling exhausted by Christmas, if you're already feeling overwhelmed by Christmas, it might be time for you to start asking the question, does this point us back to the story of Jesus? And then make adjustments where you can. The Christmas story is the most beautiful story ever told. It brings me to tears when I think about the magnitude of what it means, that God loves us so much and so desperately wanted a relationship with us that it wasn't enough just to love us. He sent his son to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That is the focus of this season. That baby in a manger, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, that is what we're focusing on. So don't let social media and family obligations, school parties and work events, presents and decorations, don't let all the stuff make you forget what this is all about and what this is all for. That little baby in the manger who came to save us all. You know, a few weeks ago, I asked in our joy-filled community group, which if you're not in our free community group, please go be in there. It is so fun to get to talk through things with you guys and to see all of you connecting. It's always linked in the show notes of every single episode. So go be a part of our joy-filled community group. But I asked in there what you guys were struggling with this Christmas season. And it actually really broke my heart a little bit that so many of you were using words like overwhelm and chaos and pressure to describe this season. And if that's you, if you're feeling overwhelmed already by all the Christmas hustle and bustle, if you're feeling weighed down by pressure and expectations from family members, if your heart is grieving this season, here's what I want to say to you. More than anything else, this is what I want you to walk away with. I can't tell you how to navigate your family dynamics because I don't know your family. And I don't know all the ins and outs, and I don't know your history. I don't know your family history. I don't know if it would be better for you to not go to your family's house, or if it would be better for you to just say, okay, it's one day, we can make it through one day. I don't know, and I'm not going to tell you how to navigate the ins and outs of those family dynamics because it's so complex, and I don't know your family, and it would be unwise of me to just tell you flat out what to do. You know, I can't tell you when and how to set boundaries, except for that boundaries are good when we set them with love and with pure intentions, not out of a, I don't want to deal with them, but boundaries can be good if we set them with love. You know, I can't tell you what to say no to. I can't tell you, don't do Santa, don't do Elf on the Shelf, don't do this, don't do that. I can't tell you what traditions you should or shouldn't participate in. That's for you and your family to decide. I can't tell you how to grieve the baby that you should be holding this Christmas season, or the parent that you're having to figure out how to do Christmas without. I can't tell you how to walk through the brokenness that you might be feeling this Christmas season. I can't tell you, you know, I can't give you a 5-step plan for getting over it or getting through it or navigating Christmas without somebody that should still be here. I can't tell you how to do any of that. And so I'm not even going to try. But what I can say is this. The central theme of this season, the focal point of everything that we do this Christmas season, is Emmanuel, God with us. He loves you and he is with you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to come and dwell with us, to come and live with us. And when you keep that at the center and you continually ask yourself, does this point us back to the story of Jesus? Everything else fades away and it becomes clear where your focus should stay. He is with you as you navigate tricky family dynamics. He is with you as you work hard to make this season magical for your kids. He is with you in your grief. He is with you. So lean on him, because that's the whole reason why God did what he did, was so that he could be with you. Remember, it wasn't enough just for him to love you. He wanted to be with you. And the only way to do that was to send his Son. He came to be with you, to dwell with you, to live with you. So lean on him, because he is with you and he loves you and he is with you as you navigate what can be a really hard season for some of us. He is with you in the joy. He is with you in the pain. He is with you in the mourning. He's with you in the dancing. He is with you in the overwhelm. He is with you in the moments of rest. He is with you in all of it. And that is what I want to leave you with today. He is with you. Never forget that as you go through this Christmas season, and don't forget to keep Jesus the main character of your story this Christmas season. I want to pray for you real quick before we go. Lord, I lift up my sister. Lord, be with her. We know that you are with her. And so, Lord, I pray that she would never forget that you are with her. I thank you that you are wrapping her up. You are carrying her through this season. Lord, if she's feeling overwhelmed, if she's feeling stressed out, if she's feeling exhausted and burnt out, Lord, I pray that you would fill her up with a joy and a peace that only comes from you. Lord, I pray that you would give her clarity on what things to say no to and what things to say yes to. And Lord, that everything else would just fade away as she keeps you the center of this story. She keeps you the center of her Christmas season. Lord, I pray specifically for any anyone listening who is walking through grief this Christmas season, Lord, I pray that you would be with her. Lord, I pray for an extra dose of just your love. Lord, that you would wrap her in your arms and that she would know that she is not alone and she is not forgotten and she is not looked over. Lord, we thank you that you are with her in the valleys and you are with her in the broken places. And so, Lord, I pray that you would send people to be with her, that you would remove any loneliness, Lord, that she would be surrounded. Lord, I pray that you would begin to mend the cracks of her heart, mend the pieces of her broken heart as she's walking through grief this season. Jesus, we thank you for coming to be with us. We thank you for what you did. And we thank you that we get to celebrate you this Christmas season. And Lord, I pray that we would just keep you at the center. Jesus, we love you and we're so thankful for what you did for us when you came to live a life on earth, to save us. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.